I too am a hunter, Ahay. Ah, this lifelong goal of becoming a master outdoorsman. Yea, on an equal with native hunters of Alaska and the Canadian North. And what better way of learning the subsistence hunting than from those masters of the hunt, the near Arctic Indians? I watch them. I take note of how they do things. Observe that their hunting rifle is with them wherever they may go. Yea, whatever their outdoor activity, be it cutting firewood or hauling a boatload of supplies to an outlying camp, be they abroad with rod and reel for a bit of sport fishing or snowmobiling from village to village. Whatever the occasion, you will observe that their trusty hunting rifle is always, always with them. It would have been way cool if some of the Indian hunters, which I've met over the course of the past 25 years, had taken me in and taken an interest in teaching me, the pilgrim, their traditional skills. Yes, I'd always kind of expected to become wilderness brothers with these wonderful, magical Indians. Ah, well, some things just aren't meant to be. After 25 years, still little more than barliest of acquaintances, the bitter pangs of disappointment and feeling cheated by my fellow human beings come a mushrooming up, oh, and a darkly songful, stop, don't go down that road. Road sign reads, entering the city of pain and rage, Ahay. It is true that these magical Indians and I are a long, long ways from becoming blood brothers, but nonetheless I am succeeding in attaining skills and knowledge of a premier outdoorsman, their equal as an inhabitant of our beloved near Arctic wilds, Ahay. Thank you, my Cree and Athabascan guides. My own woodscraft hath been honed to an Indian hunting knife's bright edge by time well spent in careful observation of native ways. Ahay. Lake Minnehaha, the fall of 2011.